ASMR version. I'm breaking spaghetti.
Okay, hey guys, welcome to episode 11 of This Week at WIC. Sun is being his ASMR version of himself. He has, what do you have?
Spaghetti.
And?
Myself.
You have a cold, Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I was in my ASMR voice. You know, I have, I've been having a lazy voice, but then it got worse for this time. But it's okay. Sorry, like, I finished, like, some exams. You did, too, probably. You did worse. You're probably worse than me. So we're not in our best conditions.
Yeah, we were kind of all over the place. But, yeah, but luckily I'm better off than, you know, the rest of my fellow seniors, which I guess that just leads us right into our casual talks with the co-hosts. By the time you hear this message, you will have submitted your early decision and early action college application, seniors. So congratulations!
Well, I've been on Instagram, and I saw a couple of my friends writing their early applications.
I can't. I can't even imagine. I'm applying regular decision, just because I'm still trying to work out. I moved to a new curriculum. So I'm applying regular decision, but the majority of my grade is applying ED and EA. So good luck to you guys. Congratulations, you got them in.
Yeah,
now you can relax a little bit.
I got 1 year left.
Yeah, you do. You're gonna hate it.
Yeah, so This Week at WIC is trying something new this time. In our school, there's something called design class, and grade 9 students and grade 10 students take it in upper school. The design class has recently asked the grade 9 students to produce their individual podcast segments. That is amazing. So, starting this week, we're going to showcase one segment at every time. And this week, we're going to start from Joanna. Joanna produced a book review. Take it away, Joanna.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode of This Week at WIC. Today, I'm your segment host, Joanna Koh, and today I'll be reviewing some books I recommend with you. I've noticed that as our students go up to high school, we rarely have the time to sit down, relax, and read a nice good book. And honestly, you guys should consider it. So, today I'll be reviewing some books and will be personally recommending them to you. The first book that I've brought to you is called The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. Many of you may know this book since this book is a famous novel as well as young adult fiction. It was also nominated as Goodreads Choice Winner of 2012. The Fault in Our Stars takes place in our lives where cancer still exists, a deadly disease in a matter of time. Hazel Grace is a 16-year-old girl diagnosed with lung cancer. Despite the tumor-shrinking medical miracle that has bought her a few years, Hazel has never been anything but terminal. Her final chapter inscribed upon diagnosis. But when Augustus Waters suddenly appears at Cancer Kids Support Group, Hazel's story is about to be completely rewritten. Suddenly, there is meaning to more than living every day knowing that someday she would die. Now, every breath of air is worth living for. This book was really honestly the first book to ever make me cry. The Fault in Our Stars is the kind of book where you shouldn't read ahead even if you want to and even if you're curious about what would happen in the end. But I felt like the ending was also the highlight, the main highlight of the story. So make sure you don't read ahead, but definitely read to the end. The Fault in Our Stars is also an award-winning author, John Green's most ambitious and heartbreaking work, yet insightful, brilliantly exploring the funny, thrilling, and tragic business of being alive and in love. So make sure you check out this Fault in Our Stars by John Green.
Thanks, Joanna.
These are some up-and-coming This Week at WIC members, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. And now we're going to just go over the next week and what's going to happen.
Yeah. On Monday, we're going to have an international university and college visits from 11:55 a.m. to 12:25 at the College Counseling Conference Room.
Tuesday, Mount Allison University is visiting, and there is a U.S. Halloween performance from 6 to 8:30 in the Black Box Theater.
And I'm honestly questioning, why are we during Halloween on November 5th, but that is a question that shall not be asked. So
don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, son.
On Wednesday, we're going to have the grade 11 sleepover.
All right.
Some concerns.
Let's not talk about it.
But the grade 10 sleepover went well, so I'm counting on you guys.
Mm-hmm. And if anything, Chadwick is about growth, right? All right, and on Thursday, we've got our walk and roll day, encouraging students to walk or ride their bike to school rather than take vehicles.
I mean, I always walk or bike to school. Do you, Sparsh?
Yeah, I mean, you and I could practically be like the poster children of walk and roll day. But yeah, for the many people out there who already walk slash bike to school,
thank you. Kids, walk and bike.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I'm not.
It's okay. Don't worry.
And for Friday to Saturday, we're going to have the Kaimian National Jazz Festival in Daegu Middle and High School.
And on Saturday, that's going to continue all day. Next week's tryouts for winter sports are going to be beginning. So that's basketball, cheer, table tennis.
Good luck, guys.
Mm-hmm. And Fit Team will start 1 week after.
Yeah. And next, we're going to have birthdays.
Yeah!
For grade 9, we have Jaryoung and Kelly.
Grade 10, we've got Bill, Alan, and Katie.
From grade 11, we have Minjae and Jacqueline.
And from grade 12, we've got Alice. Happy birthday, guys!
That will be it for this week at WIC. Stay tuned by visiting our Instagram and Twitter at WIC This Week. If you want to check out our website, it's tawny.cc-wicthisweek.
And don't forget that we're available on practically any podcast or listening platform you can think of, anchor.fm, Spotify, podcasts, the whole lot. So
yeah, see you next week.